You're so welcome.
An anti-Walmart group is changing its strategy. Rather than attack America's largest retailer for low wages or minimal health insurance, the union group now says Walmart is bad for U.S. national security. As NPR's Adam Davidson explains, the anti-Walmart activists are hoping the shift will help them create a broader coalition that includes conservative Republicans.
If you've seen the ad, you probably remember it. It's pretty shocking.
Since 9/11, it is one of the greatest threats we face. A nuclear weapon in the hands of Osama bin Laden shipped through an American port.
But there's a nuclear explosion, then Osama bin Laden comes on the screen, then masked terrorists hoisting weapons, then a ship unloading at a seaport.
Walmart opposes scanning 100% of port containers, leaving America vulnerable to protect their profits.
Joe Trippi put the ad together. He used to be Howard Dean's campaign manager and now advises the Wake Up Walmart campaign. Chris Kofinas is communications director.
I thought the nuclear explosion was critical. I think Joe was like, I'm not sure we need to put it in there, but maybe we do. And then we went back and forth.
They finally got the ad how they wanted it, the most shocking possible way to highlight a rather obscure policy disagreement. Wake Up Walmart says Walmart was wrong to oppose an amendment to a House bill that would mandate 100% container scanning in the next few years. But Walmart was not alone. Just about all shipping, port, or retail industry groups were also against the House amendment. NPR consulted several leading port security experts, all of whom say that Wake Up Walmart is wrong. The House amendment would not make the U.S. any safer. The U.S. Senate agreed. It rejected the House version. No surprise, Walmart does not care for the ad. Spokesman Dave Tovar says it's in poor taste.
And is an irresponsible attempt to avoid the facts, play upon people's fears, and disparage our company.
Taking on port security is a real departure for Wake Up Walmart. The group is fully funded by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, and in its dozens of earlier ads has focused on core union issues like health care, child labor, wages. But Joe Trippi says they need to reach Americans who don't respond to those union issues.
Sort of broadening out our messaging and trying to reach people who are not, sort of the traditional liberal, democratic, trying to reach beyond the usual suspects.
Wake Up Walmart tried to reach beyond the usual liberal suspects before. In a Christmastime ad, a Christian pastor says Walmart hurts American workers. And then he asks the crucial question.
Would Jesus shop at Walmart? Should you?
The ad, despite its Christian theme, still focused on those core labor issues of health care and wages. But now, Wake Up Walmart is putting aside those labor issues and is focused on its Osama bin Laden nuclear bomb campaign. Chris Kofinas.
The port security issue, the national security issue, had, I think, particular sensitivity and significance for Republicans and conservatives.
Dorian Warren is a Columbia University professor. He's writing a book about anti-Walmart campaigners and says it's important to remember that Wake Up Walmart is a union-backed group. After decades of unrelentingly bad news for unions, Warren says organizing the famously anti-union Walmart would be the most significant victory in decades.
So the stakes couldn't be higher. This is a critical juncture for the labor movement in terms of its future survival.
The status quo has not been working for labor unions in their fight against Walmart. Walmart has not allowed a single store to be unionized. It has not satisfied its critics on wages or health care issues. Warren says Wake Up Walmart is in this battle to win. It wants to get a coalition big enough from the left and the right to finally beat Walmart. And that's just the beginning. Chris Kofinas.
So the logic is if you can change Walmart, you can change America. If you can change Walmart, you can change other employers.
Professor Warren is quite critical of Walmart and sympathetic to union goals, but he says this ad won't work. He calls the ad despicable fear-mongering. He says it will likely cause a lot of anger, but mostly at Walmart's critics, not at the company itself. Adam Davidson, NPR News.